Blog Talk Radio.
Tina Turner's not here. I'm at five danger. I didn't trust my mind. Do what you want me to do. Loosen up your collar, baby, when we do shimmy again. This is a song you owe me, like, we're like all our records, but certain songs are legendary, because I mean, they go back. That's how that song was one of them, you know, I mean, come on. Shot around, well, of course, our music was. Eugene.
Thank you.
Christ's sake, I don't even want to turn around. No, but you know what? I think somebody did a hurting on the goddamn cookies. I don't know. I must have had a few last, two last night and two today.
You
know why? I can't. You see, boy. Yeah. And so I ran.
Yeah.
Oh, human. Hey, hey. All right. Keep the momentum going here. This is how you keep going. This is a rock song, but it's a nice song. No, that is by the Black Hearts, Joan Jett and the Black Hearts. Let's tell you how you song. Hehehehe
Homeless.
Hey, Kelly.
I haven't played that, but I had thought that it was just mentioned that, yeah. I found it reason. Yeah. In my head, I took it right out. I had to play that song. So there it was. Now sit down.
Thank you. but it accomplished what it set out to do, and it executed well. The true moral of the story presents itself near the end. After convincing Bagby of Mr. Smithers' thoughts of theft, they stopped the old man before leaving, only to discover that he hadn't taken a dime. Poole is quiet for the game and apologizes to Smithers, who asks Hector how he knew of his thoughts. Smithers explains that he often daydreams of taking the money and skipping town, but never actually plans on doing it.
You two have exotic places, Smithers, and no boots to keep. But I'm not a little man with no future and no past. But I'll never give a fruit. You know why? I know I'm not sitting my ways. I guess I'm a coward.
It's a surprisingly poignant monologue by actor Cyril Delamonte that gives the story more heart. I enjoyed that quite a bit. After hearing this, Hector is spurred on by Helen to stand up for himself to Mr. Bagby, who just offered Poole his job back after hearing the customer that came in earlier was arrested for gambling with company money. A more confident Hector requests a promotion, but after Bagby refuses, Poole blackmails him with the knowledge of his vacation of infidelity that weekend. The manager submits to Poole's demands, the last of which guarantees a trip to Bermuda for Mr. Smithers. Hector leaves with Helen as they pass the same newsstand from earlier. He tosses another quarter into the box that knocks over the one that landed on edge that morning. Suddenly, Poole's gift is gone. He can no longer hear others' thoughts. Relieved and delighted, he walks off with Helen as the episode ends. This is a fine story with a very likable lead. The only semi-major problem I have with it is how Hector blackmails his boss at the end. Johnson mentioned in the commentary track that he also worried he'd lose the audience with that turn. There were ways around this issue where Poole didn't have to come off as slightly complicit in Bagby's affair. Simply standing up to him and demanding what he earned wouldn't suffice. Or maybe he'd take the more altruistic route of telling his boss to stop his extramarital affairs. Although I will say the addition of a gifted vacation for Mr. Smithers was a sweet notion that brought me back on board of it. Just a flaw, in my opinion, in an otherwise pleasant and heartfelt installment. If you want to see all of George Clayton Johnson's episodes or are a fan of Dick York, I'd say give this one a view. But it's not required watching in the grand scheme of the series. If you're looking for the best of the best, a penny for your thoughts is worth more than one cent, but it's not what I would call essential. Either way, the next time you think you're reading someone's inner thoughts based on their expression alone, remember that sometimes we all think about actions we never take, or take those actions without thinking at all. A moral to keep in mind, whether you're in or out of the Twilight Zone.
All right. Take Tom Page. Can you see they were very big? Sale, you wanna go out? You wanna go out?
Thank you.
How do you know? All right, it keeps going on. Like, we're talking about EA.
Thank you.
That's it, that shower. Serena. When she's right.
Come on, Joey.
Thank you.
get it, they don't like us. Because, you know, why?
Thank you. only need the night before you know. Only need the sun when it starts to snow. Only know your love will be near your call. Only know you've been high when you're feeling low. Only hate the road when you're missing home. Only know your love will be near your call. And you let her go. Staring at the cold clouds, hoping one day you meet the true love. The true love so it goes so far. You see it when you close your eyes. Maybe one day you are someone. Everything you touch surely dies. But you are in the night when you come home. Only if the sun starts to snow. Only if the sun starts to snow. Only if you know if the time is in the cold. Only if you know when you're missing home. Staring at the ceiling in the dark, they hold empty seats in the car. The sun comes slow and it goes so far. When you see a way to fall asleep, never to touch and never to keep. Caught your love for too much, you will die too.
Thank you. When you put on Apple Vision Pro, you see your world as everything is smart. Your favorite apps are right in front of you. But now, they're in your face. This is VisionOS, Apple's first ever spatial operating system. It's familiar, yet groundbreaking. You navigate with your eyes. Simply tap to select, flick to scroll, and use your voice to dictate. It's like magic. Apps have dimension, react to light, and cast shadows. Even though these spatial experiences are happening inside Vision Pro, it looks, sounds, and feels like we are physically there. Foundational to Apple Vision Pro is that you're not isolated from other people. When someone else is in the room, you can see them, and they can see you.
Come on, Joey.
Because you're not limited by a display, apps live in your space. Your photos can be life-size, or any size. So your living room becomes a gallery. Panoramas wrap around you, as if you're right where you don't. Apple Vision Pro is Apple's first ever 3D camera. Now, you can capture photos and videos with remarkable depth and relive the memory as if you're right back in the exact moment. Experiences on Vision Pro can also expand in three dimensions.
Oh, yeah, I play that now.
Thank you. What if you could do SEO smarter and faster? With Wix, you can edit your meta tags page by page or all in one go. Modify your URL, inspect all of them in one click, and more. Save time, customize freely with SEO on Wix.
Thank you. And finally,